Coming soon to the Arisex Stockyard. You may know him as Rictavio, or just that weird guy with the monkey and the carnival wagon. But we know him as... Rudolph!
Do you mean Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No! It's Rudolph Van Richten, legendary vampire hunter!
Legendary!
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 He stakes hearts! He breaks bones! He wakes the undead only to kill them!
Blah! Just 5 more minutes, please! Oh, no! No!
At least that's what he says he does! We've never actually seen him do it! He's got a magic hat! And if that's not hardcore enough for you, it's a magic top hat!
Fancy!
Fancy!
Legendary!
Fancy!
And if that's not hardcore enough for you, the hat makes him look like he works in a circus!
Terrifying!
Legendary! Nothing says ultimate badass like the circus! Come see Nelly, Rudolph's bloodthirsty saber-toothed tiger! Granted, we've never seen her ourselves. For all we know, she doesn't exist! So this Friday night, get ready to experience the true meaning of legendary. When Rudolph Van Richten describes, with very few specifics, the stories of him killing vampires. We have to take his word for it because there is no evidence! And nobody has ever heard of him! Come to think of it, if claiming you're legendary is all it takes to have something be taken as true, I'm a legendary sex guy!
Sex guy!
Legendary! Sex! Guy!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You know, I'm the new guy, so I'm only just now finding out how much some people hate each other.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Just like this. Don't tell Eric, guys, how much we hate him. Come on, guys. Join in with the evil Lacker. I'm the only
Machiavelli. Machiavelli.
Yes.
Everybody hates me.
It's true.
Does anyone think that that's the same as the Jetsons theme? Like, it's so similar to the Jetsons theme. I can sometimes...
It is very similar.
If I start hearing it and then I try to sing the Jetsons theme, I'm like, wait, what just happened? And they meld in my mind. I can't separate them anymore when I try to go from one to the other.
I can't remember it right now, but I'm thinking of
because
that.
Because the Simpsons theme has run it over. It's
also,
bulldozed.
I'm too young.
It's aww. Oh! Cry me a river!
Oh. All right, everybody, shut up. It's time to start.
Guys, what were we doing? I don't remember. Oops, I didn't shut up.
Let me remind you.
We were going west.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Go west.
That's always doing.
Exactly.
Since we all met, we've been going west.
I was figuring we could just shorten this session and just say you all go west. Yeah. That's it.
3 days pass.
But here is what actually happened. When we last left our heroes and Will, you had all You had all gotten to know Rictavio, a.k.a. Rudolf von Richten. Or is it Van Richten? I wrote Von.
That's Let's okay, go with Von. Because in the podcast, you do some weird name stuff all the time. Like
Rudolf
You call
Vaughn.
Milovaj Milovich a lot. I've noticed that.
It's so true.
Rudolf Van Richten, a little better. You found out that he's a legendary vampire hunter, and that he's out to kill Strahd. Though he seems to currently be focused on a Vistani encampment southwest of town. See the west there? Southwest of town. That he believes to be in league with the evil vampire. He pretty freely disclosed that he has a saber-toothed tiger in his carnival wagon. That he plans to unleash upon that encampment once he confirms that they are, in fact, a dastardly bunch.
Wait, were we going to throw something at that tiger? Did we do that?
You didn't throw anything at a tiger yet.
Well, I mean, feed it. Okay, sorry, keep going.
We talked about it. That was on the table, and then he was like, no, no, it's my tiger.
Yeah.
We're like, what the hell, dude?
You're like, how can we mess with this tiger? What can we do with this tiger? He's like, no, no, that's okay. He didn't seem to really want your help with the whole Vistani thing, but he did mention that he'd also been gathering information on the family that owns the Blue Water Inn. He mentioned that there's more to them than meets the eye and encouraged you to get on Irwin's good side. That was the barkeep in the inn. You also have a bag full of bones that apparently are those of St. Andrel, which had been providing protection to the church in town. And that's where you had last left your traveling companion, Irina. You're currently in the back room / workshop of Blinsky's toy shop. After an arguably too long, two-part conversation with Rictavio.
Arguably.
Which was broken up by a sneaky prisoner transfer at the town square when a disguised Will handed over the coffin maker Henrik Vandervoort over to the town guard and to Izek.
That was not his name.
His name was Henrik Vandervoort. Again, you all very rudely did not ever ask him his name. Very inconsiderate.
That was the most inconsiderate thing, not like breaking into his house or anything like that.
Or Will almost going away and killing him.
It's a good thing we didn't ask, because man, we would have just laughed and laughed, and we would not have been able to beat the vampires. We would have been on the floor.
But maybe laughter is the key to defeating vampires.
Maybe.
It brings the light.
Well, we certainly haven't tried it yet.
That's true. So yeah, disguised Will handed him over to the town guard and to Izek, the Baron's right-hand man, with a right hand that can make flan.
What?
I wrote that up. I made that up. And then I wrote it. He's the Baron's right-hand man with a right hand that can make flan.
Nice.
Is it pronounced flan?
It's flan.
Yeah.
I mean,
the right hand, his Baron's right hand mon with a right hand that can make flan. So that's where what happened.
Okay, so we're still standing in the toy shop with.
Well, are we all going to go pretend to be sommeliers now?
Oh yeah, we were going to go to. I think we decided. The end of our session last time was like there was no ending. I'm worried about the end of that podcast.
Should we record it right now? Come on, guys! We're full of action. Let's make a decision and go.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I would love some wine.
Well, we have these bones. Like Will can shake the bag and be like, "We have a bunch of bones like that." I'm assuming we want to bring back right to the. Place.
We need to return it to its home.
I guess so.
Rictavio says, yeah, I think that would be probably wise. Keep this town, have them some form of sanctuary. I do have to go, he says. He stands up. Nelly, which if you recall, that is the name of his tiger. Nelly is going to be hungry. I need to get her next meal. But I do strongly recommend, you said you had a task that Irwin had set forth to you. Something about his winery. Figuring out what's going on there. I would encourage you to figure that out. And let me know if you find out anything more about him or his family. And I'll keep working on this Vistani thing.
Does your tiger...
Don't help me! Don't help me! I don't want your help!
Hey, mister, do you need our help?
I work alone. I'm a lone wolf.
Then why did you, like, come up to us and talk to us for 5 hours?
Oh, weirdo.
We're associates now. It's good that we are aware of each other. And I think we're on the same side overall, so I think we can be of help to each other. Perhaps working separately, though. Not together. Alone. From each other.
Who are you looking at apart. When you say that?
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. Well, if you get the hell out of here, maybe we'll talk.
I am going. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He tips his hat. He transforms back into Rudolph for a second, puts it back on.
I hope your tiger doesn't eat your monkey.
Oh, I don't think so. He's safe here with Blinsky.
Oh, that's right. He stays here.
To the front door. Ah, Blinsky! Yeah, yeah, no, no! Blah, 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 blah! They start talking. It's so far away, you can't make out any of it.
Okay, good.
And then you're all together, alone. All right.
I'll bet it wouldn't help if we were closer.
I'm in the panic. So we have a couple things that we need to do, and one of them is that I'm holding this bag of bones, which I haven't actually looked in. So can I look in it? Wait, did I look in it? It's bones.
I think you
right?
looked in it. I
we made
think
a joke.
So.
Don't look. It's well, bones. If you want to look, you can look.
I'm not afraid of bones.
Want to look in it?
Just in
do
case.
You want to look in the bag?
Oh my god!
I just don't want something to happen like they're not bones anymore.
Oh, cripe.
When you look, something might happen.
Will looks. Is it the Ark of the Covenant?
They turn into salt.
Oh, no.
Pillars of salt. No, they're bones.
Wait, these are just pipe cleaners! We got the wrong bag!
Or, the saint was made of pipe cleaners.
Yeah?
Oh, Saint Andril, saint of pipe cleaners.
Let's try not to be craft. Racist here.
Yeah, Saint Michael's Andril.
Saint Hobby Lobby Andril.
Saint Andril Caspar Moore.
Nice.
Yeah!
All right.
It was a woman. Her name was Joanne.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know if the saint was a man or a woman. Don't assume.
All
that
right.
It was a
anyway,
man.
Let me look at the pelvic bone and find out.
It's in there. The
this is clearly a man.
There's a patella there. There's a femur.
I have a coupon for the saint.
We all do. Every day, we all have coupons all the time.
Maybe the pipe cleaners are in the other bag. Can we look in the other bag?
Ah, what other bag? Oh, he means this one. Okay. Is he really saying that out loud? Because I'd pull it out if he was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not about the pipe cleaners. I don't know if that actually happened.
It didn't actually happen.
Have we even started playing yet?
Crap. As usual.
Am I recording? Have
Are you recording?
Is this thing on?
Well, can I look in the bag and just make sure it is bones, right?
It is bones. You okay. see prominently a skull. There's some okay. other bones.
These
Do you know
bones.
The name of the bones? Probably not.
No, I am not a scientist. Anyway.
Oh, that's the bone I break in people all the time.
Right, exactly. And then, okay, so if Bathwack is talking about the other bag, I'll pull it out and...
So there are three femurs in there?
Yep.
What a holy man.
It's just all femurs and a skull.
See, an octopus.
All right, so you pull out the little bag?
Yeah.
Whoa, what's that? Says Nick.
I don't know, and I look in it.
Okay. In it, you see some coins, some assorted coins, coinage. I will look up to tell you exactly how much. I didn't have this ready because I didn't think you would ever look in it. But while I look this up, there's also a folded piece of paper.
Okay.
Can I have a look, Will? What's in there?
I'm looking! You stand over there, Mr. Drags me up the stairs all the time.
Don't tell him what
that
to do.
Money.
I did that once.
It was enough.
It probably won't be the last time.
Can I unfold the piece of paper?
You can unfold the piece of paper. Before I forget, it has 30 silver pieces.
Oh.
And 24 copper pieces.
All right.
The paper's like folded into this elaborate origami locust or something.
Whoa. It is.
Yeah, the origami killer left it there. you unfold it, and it appears to be the deed to the coffin maker shop.
Oh my god!
What?
I was looking for that forever!
Guys, now we own a coffin maker shop and some windmill ruins, and don't we own anything else too now?
That's how you own things, right? You destroy them. That's how it works.
Hey, we didn't destroy the shop. He destroyed his own shop.
If you kill 2/3 of the owners, the other ones apparently run away, and you destroy the building, yeah, that's our land.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with real estate law.
I bet I could make some rafts out of these coffins.
There are no coffins where you are. Actually, there probably are some little...
No, that's not what I meant! If we own the shop, I can take... Listen, Eric. Wait, who are you? Nick. Listen, Nick. I can take some of those coffins in that shop where we were that one time that we now own or have the deed to, and I can make them into rafts.
Mm. Rafts?
You know?
Why would you want to make a raft?
I used to ferry people across the Bear Toggle River.
Oh.
Those were the days.
That sounds nice.
It was very nice.
It's probably a nice way to spend your day, says
Do you think the coffins are waterproof?
They're probably mostly destroyed now. A whole ceiling fell on them. But there might be some that are intact.
I bet they're pretty heavy duty.
Yeah. Probably some pitch. You could probably seal up any of those cracks. Get some good rafting going on. That'd probably be on theme for Barovia.
Oh, I remember. We also own a dream pastry business because we destroyed that woman's cart.
What else do you guys own?
Well, that tree that Bathwack uprooted.
Yep. Actually, that was already dead. It was a dead
Oh, and a big barrel. We own that barrel.
We own the barrel. Mm-hmm. Man, we are loaded.
While everyone's talking about these weird concepts of ownership, Will's going to be looking at the deed and see what he can do. Like, does it look like something he could forge and turn into something that shows that whoever he chooses owns the coffin shop?
You think you could probably take a stab at it. Yeah. Probably it would take you some time and you'd need to gather some materials, but... It's in your milieu,
okay.
So you might have a good chance at it. It doesn't have, like, holographic imagery and those, like, bands built into it or anything like that. Okay. It's not, you don't hold it up to the light and see a image of Strahd in the watermark or anything, so.
Okay. I think that he doles out the silver to everybody and the coppers or whatever, and...
Ooh! All right.
Just...
Evenly or not?
Yeah. Bathwack gets one copper.
I'm going to stick it up Will's nose.
That is poor magic trick.
Also, that's what the mustache is for. It guards against things being shoved up his nostrils.
If he can, I probably have to roll for this. Like, if he's opening the bag and he sees the paper, he's going to take out the coins and kind of distract. Like, just try to...
Just throw
the
them out.
And then look at the clink, paper. Clink, clink, no, clink. No. But, like, you know, try to be looking at that on the sly.
Go ahead and roll a sleight of hand.
All right. I have 16.
Do you think anybody is carefully looking at Will doing so?
Bathwack, like, probably.
Probably.
I just assume he's rubbing his blood.
I'm not sure I really care all that much.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, so unless anybody's passive perception beats 16, which I doubt, or if you want to roll, if you were trying to make sure he's not stealing from you, then no, I don't think anybody notices.
Nope.
You palmed it.
Sweet. Okay, so I'm going to give, you know, everyone, I guess, whatever that splits up to.
Well, how many of us are there?
Come on, math man. I don't want to look at this.
Will's like, I have a guy for this.
Let's count the NPCs. Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, how many are...
So... Arena and Galvar hold out their hands.
Get the hell out of here. They're not even
Ismark
here.
Ismark comes out from the other town.
Nick, Will, Bathwack.
There's five.
Okay, so everyone gets 6 silver.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Someone gets 4 coppers, and everybody else gets 5.
I'll take the 4.
So generous.
Now, the only other thing that I was thinking of, like, this entire time while we weren't playing is that I feel like even Will would want to, and I feel like the good people would really want to, go up to Irina and be like, hey, there's this guy that's stalking you somehow, right? To warn her before we go off somewhere. I feel like that's, like, something we've got to do, even if we want to say it in passing or something, because we've got to... Right? Oh, and she's at the church, though.
Yeah, I think we need to go that way anyway.
Okay, all right, cool.
Plus, it's west, so you have to go that way.
Go west, young man.
So yeah, you want to take the bones back and warn Arena of this weird, crazy demon arm guy?
Yes, absolutely, because that is... I want to know if she knows about him. I mean, he knows a lot about her, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she knows him. Maybe they're cousins. Who knows? Maybe she was holding out on us when I asked if she had any family in this town.
They probably Skype every night, and that's how we knew about the arm.
Oh, God, what a liar. I hate liars. Anyway.
I'm sorry, Will, what was that last part?
I ate fires in the carnival that I used to be in. I'm a fire eater.
That makes more sense than what I thought you said.
Listen, shiny club mystery list man who refuses to take your crap and I have to carry it around for you. Take this stick from me.
Take this stick from me.
He pulls it out of his bag and he's like, take it. Take it!
Blank looks behind him to see if Will is talking to someone else.
See, talk about liars, man. Aw, you liar. Look at this guy. Won't even take a stick. Stick. All right.
If you're tired of carrying it in your hands, I could suggest somewhere else you could put it.
In your backpack, right, Blank?
It was in my backpack, but Nick, that wasn't what he was talking about.
Well, you get like a cool holster for it on your belt.
Yes, Nick, that was what he was talking about. It now, can we get out of here without having to talk to Blinsky?
No, no, I'm
just kidding.
You can't.
We probably could if we set a fire.
I like Blinsky.
Oh, I know. So do I.
Well, would you like to go past him out the door, or do you want to just stay back here forever?
Can we look around? What's back here? Can I steal some stuff? Just kidding, I won't do that. I'm just curious.
I will not allow you to steal from Blinsky.
What is back here, though? Like, are there anything...
Tools, weird? Toys. They're all kind of creepy and weird, like his other stuff.
Awesome.
There's a doll with looks like a dead horse head on it instead of a head.
Like a real one?
No, sorry. Sorry to disappoint. There's a wooden train that looks like it's, instead of smoke coming out, it's got cobwebs, and it looks like it's being either manned or overrun by spiders.
Whoa! Cool. Well, yeah, we can walk out. Hey, Blinsky, are they still talking out there?
You don't hear them talking anymore.
Oh my God, did they kill each other?
Yes.
Let's go.
They're out there. They had a death pact. They killed each other. It was a ritual. They had the monkey do it. No, he's there.
Ooh, that means there's a tiger for the taking.
Or the loser becomes a creepy toy.
No! Probably.
So you go out, and you don't see Rictavio. Blinsky's there, and he says, oh, you had a nice meeting, yes?
Yep.
Good, good. You leave? You want more toys? I sell you more toys! Did you see anything in the back you like? Anything I'm working on?
Lank keeps walking out.
He don't like Blinsky.
Yeah, he's weird. He's a weird guy, I have to say.
Dwarf no fun.
Here, can you make something out of this? And he hands Blinsky the club. Make a toy out of this for him. Maybe then he'll like it.
Oh, commission. Let me see. Ooh, this very fine wood. I think I can. You want me to?
I don't know if I'm allowed, actually. I was just joking. Am I allowed, do you think? Do you think, DM? Am I allowed?
I don't know if you're allowed. Is it yours?
It's not mine. It's his. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, because he won't take it.
It's his. I don't think he'd be very happy if you carve his stick into something else, especially since he don't seem to like toy. Though I bet I can make toy he like with it.
Oh my God, you guys, should I have him make a toy out of the stick? Maybe Lank will like it. It's magic.
Hell yeah.
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Would that, like, ruin the magical properties of it? I don't know if that's an allowed D&D question.
Oh, this has magical property?
Yeah!
I love that you keep trying to talk to the DM.
I don't know enough about D&D to be like, if you break a weapon, it loses its magic or something, right? I don't know, like Gandalf's staff. Is this Lank's Gandalf staff? I don't know. But you know what? I'll just... Crap. I won't
you,
crap.
You just what? Oh, now we're back to talking about Will taking right, poop
just,
again.
You know what? It's mine. Just make it into something that that guy would like. Hmm. It's a gift from
okay.
me to him.
Okay. Anything you tell me about him aside from fact he know like Blinsky? That's about all I know. He's short. He carry barrel.
He burns things down for people. He like beats people up. I don't think he's as savory as I'm whispering Nick. This so nobody else. Oh. No,
I was going to say.
Everybody's like, what? What?
I should not have gone outside.
He like leans in. He's like, yeah, something like that. He'd probably like Ooh. Any of the demented things that you make in this shop.
You mean fun?
Yeah.
The word you look for is fun.
God.
Oh, all right. You know, I think I can work with that.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Well, make it something that, like, man, I wish I could get him to talk to you because I really don't know what he would actually accept. But it's got to be something that he will take. And so he'll hold this. And I don't have to carry it anymore. Something that would interest somebody named Lank Stumpers.
How about a barrel handle?
A barrel handle.
Okay. I work very hard on this for you.
Okay.
You all very nice people. I can tell you'll be long-time customers. So I make sure I pour heart and soul into this.
Okay.
Good.
And I'll also take a bag of those marbles.
You will?
Shut up, but I will.
So. Oh, good, good. Let me go get. Hold on one moment.
Oh my God, they're not like right here.
No,
Come
you're
on.
Right. I have them right here under counter. I know you want them. Blinsky just joking around with you.
Will like glares at him and he just like snatches the marbles out of his hand. And he's like, how much are they?
They cost 5 silver and 5 copper. 6 silver and 4 copper.
What? What does that mean?
They cost 6 silver pieces and 4 copper pieces.
You are full of crap because those completely complicated toys that you sold to, oh shit, and then he kind of trails off and realizes that we're just talking about the marionette that is now deceased.
Oh.
Deceased.
That reminds me, Blinsky.
Aren't you guys glad you stopped to chat?
Somebody burned my Vlad puppet. Do you have another one?
Oh, no! Who would do such a thing? That no fun!
How long is the guarantee on that thing?
Is it under warranty?
I make no claims as to inflammability of toys. In fact, all highly flammable. Do not place in crib with baby. Very ill-advised.
Is it flammable or inflammable?
Inflammable.
That's neither. That's awesome.
No, you're right. I give you 4. What do you think marble worth?
I'm going to put these marbles right on this table and walk out. I wasn't using them to play. Okay. And he puts the marbles down and he starts walking away.
Oh.
Hey, Blinsky.
Yes?
Blinsky. I'll need a Vlad doll next time I come back.
Okay.
And I'll buy these marbles.
You buy now or when you come back?
Yeah. I'll buy them now.
Okay. For you, 5 copper pieces. Return customer rate.
Excellent. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Blinsky.
Yes. I take order for Vlad Marionette, and I get to work right away for you.
Perfect.
For Vlad?
Vlad?
Did you say Vlad Marionette?
Why did I say that?
Are you Strahd. Still, are you still here?
Strahd!
I just heard that weird...
I think I said Vlad, but I maybe misspoke, but that's still not his name.
I think I said that too.
That might have been why.
Vlad.
I look forward to seeing you all again. All right, so you head out of the shop, and you're all heading back to the church?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Will. All right. I'm just going to toss him the marbles.
I'm not even looking at you. I hope they hit me in the back of the head.
Oh, I hope they hit you in the head. Oh, no, I mean, here you go.
They fly over your shoulder, your arms are moving, they land right in your palm.
Magical.
After smacking you in the head.
Oh, you jerk.
They managed to hit you in the head 3 times and then land in your palm.
In midair, the bag opens. The marbles individually drop onto your head. The bag somehow beats them to your hand and they fall back in the open bag.
They're magical marbles. I see. Well, was that really... What really did happen?
He threw them at you and they hit you in the head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In the back of the head? Like, I'm walking in front of him and they just hit me in the back of the head?
Yeah.
I think he stops and he turns around and he looks at looks at Bathwack like, what is that?
Oops. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Well, he brought you the marbles that you wanted.
Enjoy. You need me to throw them again?
You got a good deal, too, says Nick.
I'm probably not that far away. I'll pick them up again and place them in Will's hand.
Oh, man, now someone's trying to give me something I don't want. Karma.
I'm just going to keep walking. I'm not going to put Will in this uncomfortable situation of having to accept any amount of kindness.
Okay. Yeah, cuz I don't think he knows what to say. So he puts them in his bag and keeps walking.
All right.
As well.
You have a bag of marbles now. You can add that to your inventory.
Ta-da.
I have joy.
You have one more thing you can throw at something later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or lots of things.
That was the reason that I was thinking of it. I was thinking of, like, maybe it would be something good to trip on or, like...
Yeah, Home Alone style.
Right, yeah.
All right. So, this marble madness happens. And then you all arrive eventually at the church. You don't get lost. Small enough town. And you find yourself outside of its stone edifice. Nobody's outside, but the doors are still open, and that warm light is still spilling out from within.
Are there any shovels around?
There might be some back where he was digging. It was back in the back corner of the churchyard.
All right, guys, I'm just going to go bury Arena's arm. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
That's probably about due.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe she'll want to know where it is. Make sure you mark it somehow, so she can visit it later.
Yeah. Can I have a marble? No. All right. So I'm off doing that for a little while.
Bathwack goes off, and you all suddenly realize that things don't smell as bad in this town as you thought they did.
Oh, nice.
And go in the church, and you see Arena's been put to work. She's dusting some things with her one arm. The boy, Yeska, he's sweeping, and it looks like the priest is praying near the altar.
Right, I guess I'm still holding the bones, so...
Oh, and by the way, Rafina has decided that today she's just going to hop on one leg.
Oh. Wait, starting when?
Well, so she's hopping.
Has she been doing this all day?
No, she just started now.
You just started doing it. Okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
She's
which
hopping.
Leg? Does it switch?
It does switch. She gets tired.
Is it in solidarity with Arena?
All this talk of burying the limb and all these other crazy things that have happened. She just feels like she needs to appreciate having two legs by only jumping on one at a time.
Later, when we're locked in battle, she's not going to be able to move.
No, her muscles will become very strong.
You suddenly find a Rafina can leap twice the distance she used to.
Yes.
All right.
Irina pretty quickly sees you and she looks up and she rushes over and she says, did you succeed? Did you find the bones?
Yeah. And he rattles the bag again. Here's some holy bones for you. I mean, not you, because you don't really... It's not yours.
Thanks! She runs away with them.
It's probably a radius and an Alden in here somewhere. Yeah.
The priest comes up and he's like, my bones are missing again. I suspect that woman that was working for me took them, but I'm not sure.
You are so dumb.
No, but as your guys are talking, the priest slowly gets up and looks like he finishes his prayer and comes over and says, did I hear right? You all... That was extremely quick. It's been, what, a few hours, maybe?
Yeah, it was super duper easy. But you might want to find, like, a different place for them and not tell anyone where they are.
I think that's probably a wise idea.
Does anyone have a locking spell or something that can keep something hidden?
No.
No.
Well, what good are you?
I can fix things, says Nick. I can send messages in my head. And he says, like this. And he sends a message to Rafina in her head.
What? Who's in my head?
It's me.
Out of my head. Out of my... Oh, ooh. Hello.
Hello.
How long does it take to bury an arm?
Not very long.
Am I there yet?
Do you bury it 6 feet? If so, a little while.
Yeah, 4 feet. Yeah, we'll skimp.
And do you bury it, like, long ways, or do you have to bury it lengthways?
The head sticking out, yeah. It's like a creepy flower, yeah.
You just get a post hole digger, just dig it out and plant it.
All right. So I'll be back in a few more sentences or so.
Where's Milovaj?
Who are you asking? Are you just saying, are you saying that out loud?
Yes, we're all together. I'm saying that.
Oh, I don't know. He hasn't been in the church. Did you find him? Is that how you found the bones?
He was working outside a couple hours ago. You don't know when he comes and goes here?
No, I sent you out to talk to him. I assumed that you had done so and maybe gone to retrieve the bones.
Yeah, well...
He hasn't been back since you left.
Oh, shit. Did we kill him?
No, we didn't kill him.
Okay, good. It all starts to blend together after a while.
You also own a Milovaj.
We own a Milovaj. Where does he live?
Over in... Banana Village.
Over that sounds in... like a lie, priest. If you don't have eggs here, I'm assuming you don't have bananas.
On Spruce Street.
Spruce Street.
It's in the north part of town. It's not west, isn't that on?
There was a banana spruce tree where I grew up. I would climb its coniferous limbs and pick the green bananas with covered in sap. Those were the days.
Because, yeah, he was the one that took them. Just, I think that...
Okay.
Did we confirm
that? Yeah, we had pretty much confirmed that once you had... bestowed Yeska your powerful gift
so
there.
So what do you think about
protection.
Him now?
Well, I'm certainly going to have a talking to. Did you speak to him further? Did you learn the circumstances of his theft? Why did he steal them? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure what I should divulge to you since half of what we did was all a big lie that I told the police people.
What?
Let's see. I'm not saying this out loud. I'm trying to think loud.
This is a long pause.
Well, I think he would say, well, Milovaj took him. He gave him to some unsavory person in your town.
Oh, who?
Oh, do you know anything about the name Vasily? Have you ever heard of that name?
No.
Come
Sounds
on.
Like pasta. Is that someone who lives here that he gave the bones to?
It's all involved. Just wondering, because it's very important that to the safety of your town.
Okay, would you like to be less cryptic?
There were some things that happened.
Right.
And certain parties might be in trouble with certain people who have badges in this town. So, I don't want to go into all the details to spare you.
Would any of the rest of you like to sort of expound on what your mustachioed friend here is very deftly beating around the bush about?
You know,
I lost the thread of this about a week ago.
Yeah, some things happened, some things got broken, some people were upset, some people almost died, you know. Mm-hmm. Is that any more clear?
No, it is not.
Yeah,
it is differently vague. Some people died. That is, I guess, more explicit.
This person's a nobleman. This Vasily person, he's a nobleman. Where would I find a nobleman in this crappy land of yours?
There aren't very many. Not anymore. No more noble families. There is the Baron. There are also the Wachters. They're a noble family in the town. I mean, there's nobody by the name of Vasily in that family. There is... Who's in that family? Let me tell you. He would know. Well, there's Lady Fiona Wachter and her two sons, Nikolai and Carl. Her husband is deceased. And his name was something else.
Is she creepy? Is she a not-so-nice lady?
Is she a vampire?
I don't believe she's a vampire, no.
out of character. I'm thinking about that letter that I have about, it's the people that were from Barovia whose child they tried to give away and then they ran away. Lank and I found the letter, or Lank was there. I found it, but I read it to Lank. I don't know if Lank would remember it, but it is the letter to those people talking about how they were like sending followers to the dark side or something. I don't have it in front of me.
I'll look it up while...
I'm trying to think... Like, I'm sorry, this is a dumb question, but, like, these noble people, they're not all, like, related and stuff, right? Like, it's not like Vasily would be related somehow to... I can't think right now.
Are you saying this in character or not?
This is out of character. I mean, you don't know. Oh, they could be related?
I mean, I guess, yeah, but, like, it's not like they would have to be. Okay. You don't know enough about this town to know if...
It's more like Katie does not remember anything about noble people, and I don't know, like...
I mean, usually nobility is inherited, but it doesn't mean that everybody who is a noble is in one family. It's okay. Game of Thrones.
Okay, no.
It's usually very incestuous, though, right?
Yeah, that you want to try to keep the bloodline pure, so that can happen with those kind of situations.
Okay. Ironically, making it very impure, yes.
He'd say, I don't believe she is a vampire, no, though, I mean... She has been forthcoming in that her family has a history of being actually loyal to Strahd.
Oh, this is that lady. It's totally her.
There's a long-standing sort of loyalty there.
How is that not illegal? Like, how...
Well, she has a lot of power and wealth in this town, so...
Is she related to the mayor?
No. She actually... I've heard murmurs that she would actually prefer to overthrow him. I gather that she thinks he's a bit of just a bumbling fool.
So she wants to rise in his place.
I don't know. I'm not that involved in those sort of circles here. I try to keep my head down when it comes to those types. It's as much as I can do to keep my church running as smoothly as possible. And that hasn't gone too well lately, as you all know.
Yeah.
But thanks to you, I think that might be turned around.
You need to, like... hire somebody, or somebody needs to guard wherever you're gonna stash these bones, because if this is like the place that people stay to protect themselves and you're losing bones this way and that,
It would be helpful to know if somebody else, I mean,
yeah, so Father Lucian, I think we can trust you. So we ran into Vasily von Holt. He had your bones.
Oh, okay. And where is he now? Who is this person?
And now he's in town custody, and...
No, that's not the
No, that's Von Wart.
I've got the wrong guy? Oh, Vasily's the... No, no, no. I take this back.
I thought you were lying to him.
No. Oh, I should have lied. I should have lied to you, huh?
Well, you could. Could be that.
Might be less effective now.
I should have lied to you sooner. If I started now, how convinced would you be?
Yeah, I give up. Someone else talk for a little while.
Don't do it. Oh.
It started out so promising.
I admire your honesty about planning to lie to me, so go ahead.
If you have a plan and you just say it again. Just start again.
I don't have a plan. I have no plan. I was going to, in character, be just completely honest about what happened to us, because I don't think this guy is lying to us, but now I'm having doubts. I'm not just talking as myself. I'm also very curious how legendary Rudolph is. Like, if we said Rudolph's name, would people just freak out? Have they?
The reindeer?
Yeah, exactly.
I know Donner and Blitzen.
Well, I mean, he says, yes, I think that is something I'm going to have to consider, the security of these holy relics. Have you handed them to him? Did you actually give them to him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, it would be helpful to know if somebody is still out to get them. What happened? Where is Milovaj? Well, isn't he with you? What
We don't
what
know where
occurred?
Milovaj is. That's why I was asking you where he lives. I mean, he's just a... And Will is, like, going based on what he... Just his vibes from this kid. But he... said, you know, he had to feed his family.
Okay. That's a big portion, you know, big reason why he does work for me.
Right. Okay. So, he was looking for a little more than, I guess, what you give him, which
I can't blame him for that. I cannot afford to pay him much. Right. I understand that, yes.
So he sold them. And he, you know, he took them, he sold them. You don't have to worry about who he sold them to. You don't have to worry about...
Why? Okay, what, well, what do you mean I don't need to worry? What does that mean?
Because this person is going to be gone. He's already gone. But anyway...
Is he dead?
Unfortunately, no! Ha, I shouldn't have said that so strongly. But anyway...
Who is this mystery person? Right. Why won't you all tell me?
I don't know.
Because we don't remember his name, all right?
I think you never asked him. That's what he says. I can tell you're all very rude people.
All right. I mean, I guess Will looks around and he's like, does it matter? I don't know if it matters.
Will's like, I will never tell anybody any details ever.
It's not that. It's that my lie was that we weren't involved with that guy. So I'm hesitant to say we went over there. So I'm trying to concoct a story where he's like, well, so basically Milovaj was taking us over there.
Where?
The coffin maker.
Oh, Henrik?
Yes, and he, apparently, he was the one that bought the bones. And while we were on our way over there, something happened. The guy got taken away. We saw other people involved, some people dressed in blue. It was a whole whatever. All I know is that we ransacked the house after everything was done. The guy was gone. He's a bad guy. That's all you gotta know. But you also need to know that this Vasily guy is also involved. So, there you go. Now, peace out. Now we gotta go talk to Irina.
Do you know why he wanted the bones?
Because looked like there was a lot of vampire activity. There are vampires in the walls of your town. Kay, you got it.
In the walls?
Like within the walls.
Oh, within. Okay.
Within
the walls. I heard in the walls, too.
The walls have ears?
No, they have vampires.
They have fangs. The walls have fangs.
But yeah, like, you gotta keep an eye out. I would say be really careful about who knows about the bones.
Do you all know who knows about them right now?
Vasily, the coffin maker.
So there's a nobleman.
Milovaj. I guess we should go kill Milovaj, huh?
What?
No!
Well, he knows
that
about
him. That is a terrible joke.
Will's got to kill someone today.
It's just that, you know, he stole him once to feed his freaking family, man. So what's up with this town? How come there's no wolf steak for everybody? Jeez.
Wolf steaks are very rare. That is an expensive delicacy here in Vallaki.
Gross. All right, what about hot meat soup? Seems like there's plenty of that.
Many would give a lot for even a bowl of hot meat soup.
And we hear that your chickens don't lay any eggs, huh?
I don't have any chickens. What are you talking about?
The town's chickens!
They're not good producers, no.
Yeah, you know what we should do, you guys, by the way, is take that, holy symbol and shine sunlight onto the chickens and they will produce, is my idea. That's Katie's knowledge of being a chicken owner. Chickens need sunlight to lay eggs.
Mm. Oh, I thought they needed holy symbols.
No. But I bet it's that's why. I bet whoever wrote this campaign was like, we know that chickens in the winter don't really lay because of the lack of sunlight. But then when the sun comes out, guys... Nerd. We could be chicken sellers. We could be egg sellers. Guys, this is how we're making our money.
This is Quest. Mm. We wrote all this stuff down. Throw it out.
Yeah.
Let's just quit this adventuring. We'll settle down. We get a nice house. Raise some chickens. Mm-hmm. We'll use all of these amazingly powerful relics to make eggs.
All for being able to afford wolf steaks.
Right. All right. So that's what I got.
Okay, so... Milovaj is not with you. He's somewhere else.
I'm going to take care of... Wheel, I'm sure. It's always going to be a we now. We'll take care of...
Will just walks away. I'm done with this shit.
Will's like, I'm a lone person. I want to do it on my own, but we'll take care of it, I'm sure. Don't worry about Milovaj. But, man, now he's going to steal more stuff if he doesn't have a job here. I don't know what to say about all this. This is complicated.
I don't know. You say that he doesn't have a job here. I mean, I'm willing to forgive. I think I need to have a...
What What just happened?
I just vomited in your pew.
In your pew.
Ew, pew. It's aptly named. That pew is aptly named.
Yep.
Pew.
Well.
So Milovaj obviously knows about them. We all know that.
Yeah.
He sold them to Henrik, who you said is now in custody?
Yes.
For what? Do you know?
For harboring vampires in your town. I just said this man. Do you guys, he turns to everyone else.
Where
are the vamp- have to keep talking to this priest?
No, you're just telling me like random snippets of this large story. So where are those vampires?
They're dead.
They're dead.
Don't worry about them. Whoever those magical people in blue were, they took care of them. They ran away. They left the town.
Do they know about the bones?
No, we took the bones. Milovaj said that this guy had them.
Right.
And then all this activity was happening. They were slaying vampires, and I'm sure, you know, it probably had something to do with the bones, but I guess they couldn't find him because the place was all ransacked, but they didn't find him. But guess what? I found him because I'm amazing.
And then what about this Vasily nobleman?
We don't know much about that person, except for
But you know that he was involved. You said he was involved.
Yes, he was involved.
How do you know he was involved?
Oh my god.
This is important to my church and my flock.
Shut up! God!
They don't really say flock.
We do here in Valaki. My flock of ravens.
Your flock of Valakians. Your flock of
Will any of you Valakians. Tell me how you know that Vasily, what did you say his name was? Was involved?
Exactly.
I'll tell you if you hop on one leg.
Are you serious?
I just want to see if you'll do it.
So you're not serious?
Do it, Will says. Do it! Hop on one leg!
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh yeah? I'm the one that gave you most of the information. Now, hop on one leg! And he eldritch blasts near his foot. I'm just kidding, I'm not gonna do that.
The floor collapses beneath you, and you fall into a den of vampire spawn.
Oh no, everybody's harboring vampires.
Don't make us burn down this church.
The floors have vampires. Do I really need to hop on one leg? If I do, you'll tell me? Because I would gladly hop on one leg to know what's going on and how
will
best to
gladly?
Protect my church. Yes, here. And he does.
Can you get your flock to do it too?
Yeska, hop on one leg. And Yeska hops on one leg too.
Aww, I'm so happy. Hop, hop, hop.
Great.
Hop, 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 hop.
Now,
hop.
Can you tell me more about this person? Vasily?
First, let's hop all the way around the pews. Here we go.
Okay. Hop, 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 how about hop. Any of the rest of you?
Will's like, so we showed up and they were dragging, you know, we saw-
No, no, I'm done talking to you. You just keep wanting to talk around it. What about you? He points at Lank.
Vasily. Who is he? It sounds like you may know more than I do at this point. I was more involved in the vampire stage now that they're dead, but you're probably wise not to ask Will for too much information.
Okay.
Will stalks away.
I mean, you know, Will mentioned these guys in blue, and Will would probably also, he might not mention, but if you had the opportunity, you might talk about... We heard some rumor about some guy, Van Richten. Have you heard this name before?
No. I have not heard that name.
No?
Legendary. What? Legendary? Legendary Van Richten. No. It's not a part of a legend that I know of, that I can recall off the top of my head. Maybe something in my youth or something, perhaps. But no. Not readily something that I've heard of. No.
Do any of us know anything about Vasily?
All you know is what Henrik told you.
I don't remember what Vasily is.
Aren't you tired yet?
Rafina switches legs.
Cheater! Cheating!
Okay, well...
Vasily.
Yeah.
Vasily.
So how are you going to protect these bones?
That's what I was trying to figure out, and I'm trying to figure out who I need to protect them from. I guess I'm going to find a new hiding place for them. They need to be... You know what? I'll figure it out. I think that might be wise.
Sounds like the DM wants to move on to the next thing.
Probably best that you don't tell anybody.
Exactly. This guy gets it. The fewer people that know, the better. Right, Yeska?
Well, we all know, and we're big blubber mouths.
Wait,
blubber
Is Yeska standing right here?
Yes.
Well, don't tell Yeska.
I know, I'm not going... Yeska, no offense, but this one's going to be a secret. And the boy nods his head. I know.
Noska, okay, Yeska? Noska. But you know what? Maybe you could get one of these magical barrels. We've been carrying around this guy in this barrel for a long time. You could keep them in there. We can't... What? Oh.
There's someone in there?
We hope so. We don't know.
Okay.
At least his bones are in there, so you can get your own and put your bones in there, and you'll never be able to get them out, but you'll always know where they are.
Okay. Great.
Lang turns to him. I wouldn't.
Right. Thank you all for retrieving these bones for me.
Now be on your way.
This has been enlightening, I suppose. Everybody, turn around. I'm going to hide these.
I hadn't realized how much we have no idea what's going on until this moment.
Don't know what's going on or refuse to tell anybody what's going on.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.